Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and yes, we do have some answers for you this week, just like we do each and every week here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We've got some wonderful emails that came in, some wonderful callers that'll be joining us, and a lot of other things along the way. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and some of the things we're going to tackle is, you know, have you ever asked the question and thought about painting over wallpaper? Of course you have, because we probably all have encountered that pretty tough task sometimes of removing wallpaper. Joe, that's a lot of opinions bouncing around about whether you can paint over it or not. I think we'll have to share our opinion this week.
Yeah, we often say you can paint over almost anything, right? Because we often get the question, can I paint over aluminum? Can I paint vinyl siding or whatever? Yeah, you can paint it, but, you know, can you do it so that it lasts? You know, what is the prep involved? The painting part is often the easiest part. It's the prep that not only is most important, but sometimes the most laborious step of the entire task.
I love that word, laborious. I've always loved that
word.
Like
that?
And I've certainly gotten involved in a lot of laborious tasks in my time.
I bet.
Another thing we're going to do is check in with Chelsea. Chelsea's head is spinning right now with all of the things, all of the planning she's doing on the Chelsea's Ranch Revival Project. You're going to hear an awful lot about that as we move through the latter part of the year and the first of the next year. There's a lot of fun that's going to happen there, and you'll definitely want to drop by checking in with Chelsea. Joe, when you were down last, you had an opportunity to walk through, and I think your head was spinning a little bit.
Yeah, Mary Helen gave me a tour, which was lovely. I got to see all the rooms. And yeah, it's nice to see it before the revival. So I'm seeing the pre-revival version of this ranch house. And first of all, it's a beautiful location on a corner with a nice lot. And there's a lot of projects. I think Danny may have mentioned this house is in great shape, but no one's really touched it in how many years, Danny? 20 or 30 years?
Well, 1959 is when it was built, and it's essentially,
right.
I keep saying it's like a time capsule because
right.
The bathrooms are exactly the same and in fantastic shape. And you probably may have the same situation in a home you're living in. You know, a ranch-style home architecturally is one of the most popular styles all across the country, and so there's been a lot of very innovative ways people have taken a ranch-style home and kind of enlarged it, enhanced the ceilings, enhanced the exterior, and those are some of the things that we're going to be tackling on Chelsea's project, and it'll, you know, also provide you, hopefully, a little inspiration on some of the projects that you have. But yeah, a lot of work to be done there, but she's a planner, so she's planning out each and every aspect of it. Now, part of any renovation is flooring, and every week here on Today's Homeowner, we tackle flooring questions, and we're going to be talking a little bit about different flooring options if you have a concrete floor. Now, a lot of times people, you know, think about doing something with the concrete. Is that really feasible to acid wash or maybe to paint or stain or stencil a concrete floor? We'll talk a little bit about that. There are a lot of different options there. And, of course, we're going to have a simple solution. Joe, can you kind of tease us a little bit of what's coming up?
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of a tease. It's autumn, right? It's the first weekend of October, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might be Christmas season, too, because for the last 3 weeks, I've seen Christmas trees in stores.
Oh, boy.
Which made me check my watch. It's like, what month is it? You know, with everything else going on in the country, I've sort of lost track of time, but I didn't think it was Christmas season. But in any case, fall is also the time of year to plant a tree. A lot of people think you plant trees in the spring, which you can, certain trees, and depending on what part of the country you live in. But for most parts of the country, fall is a great time to plant a tree. So I've got a couple of tips to share with you.
Good. And that's a good example. Actually, as we speak, I'm having some trees planted in my yard right now. So I did what most of us do. You go online and watch the proper way to plant this particular magnolia tree.
Right.
Well, the first five entries I read, which ironically the second one was from todayshomeowner.com. So I'm reading articles that I put up. So anyway, I should know this stuff. But, you know, I wanted to see what the opinions were of professionals on how to do that. Well, you know, of those five articles, three of them pretty much said the same thing. But then two of them were, completely contrary to it. You know, they were just different approaches. And that's what's so confusing. And we hear that from listeners all the time and homeowners all the time that, you know, I was trying to figure out the what the experts recommend, but I ended up getting three or four different expert opinions. We hear that all the time.
Absolutely. And even with something as simple as planting a tree, there's always a way to do it wrong, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you think, well, how difficult can it be to plant a tree? But like anything else, there are ways to do it correctly. And often you'll see, at least around here, I see people have put in like 10 trees and you go by 2 months later and three of them are dead. Like, well, mm-hmm. what happened? They planted mm-hmm. them all at the same time. You know, something right. went wrong. Maybe it's the tree itself, but maybe it's just the way they planted it. So yeah, there's a right way, a wrong way to do everything. And that's one thing here on the radio, we try to give you, and on TV and on the podcast, we try to give you the most updated information we can, because you go online, you get all these different opinions. You don't know how old some of these opinions are either, because they don't have a shelf life on the internet. They seem to be there forever.
Right.
So, you know, when you're online and you're searching, you know, you really have to do your due diligence and try to find the most trusted source for information.
Right. Right. And we don't mind admitting making a mistake on our own, because I definitely made a mistake, a costly mistake recently, in exactly where these trees were. There were trees planted there before. What right. I didn't realize is how wet that particular part of the yard is. I think I get a little overflow from my neighbor's yard there. And we put sand in. We did it, you know, a lot of things. We put peat moss in. We did a lot of things to really improve the soil. But we chose the wrong tree. We went cheap and went with these $100 a piece evergreen trees. And we put them in. They looked good for about a week. And they started dying, and there's nothing. We put more sand. We did everything right. we could.
Because too much water? Is that why?
Too much water. We cut back that station of the irrigation, because, you know, we're sprinkling a lot and irrigating a lot because of all of the new plants and 55 sure. pallets of grass and everything else that's in the yard. So we're trying to keep everything watered well. Well, I think with the soil, the content having so much clay in it holding the water, they all died. But
that's too bad.
But I was able to find them a new home. And you know where that new
really?
Home is?
Chelsea's.
Yes. Nope. No. Underneath my boat dock. I weighted them down with some concrete okay. blocks, and the fish, I'm sure, are loving their new habitat there. So recycling to better serve the fishing needs of Joe and Danny. So there
Thank
you go.
You. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Those poor trees gave their life. First, they were the roots had too much water. Now the entire tree has too much
right,
water.
Right. Right. We drowned it thoroughly, and then right. Which made them sink to the bottom pretty well. So yeah. And that's, you know, that's really a great thing to do when you're. You know, you don't want to do it in any waterway, of course, but if you have a private pond, or you have, like I have here, that I can actually tie these trees off. Because I actually, we were trying to position these trees, and, you know, we had rakes, and we were trying to move them around.
Right.
Finally,
yeah.
I just took my shoes off, set my cell phone to the side, and jumped in the water.
Oh, okay.
And I was pulling these trees around with blocks and all. I said, well, you know, this is probably kind of a different home improvement project that a lot of
exactly.
people don't have an opportunity to experience, but it was it works for us.
Right. And then every couple of years you can go down and retrieve all the tackle that's going to get snagged on the branches.
Yeah,
down
well,
there.
Well, I tried to put it under the completely under the dock walkways, so that you'd have to work hard to get hung on that. But I'll tell you what, I just got out of the attic from doing a live segment with the Weather Channel. Busy day today. We've got a live segment there. Have another segment next week. I'd love for you everybody to go by and join us on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, so that you can get the notifications, because we're joining. This is actually my 22nd year as the home improvement expert for the Weather Channel. And, of course, with the weather, you know, we talk about how the weather relates to almost everything you do with home improvement. And I contacted the Weather Channel many, many years ago. And it's ironically, they were trying to contact me at the same time I was reaching out to them. So it's been a great partnership. But I did that. And, of course, being able to join on the radio, the podcast, and then we have a Facebook Live at noon today, another meeting at 1:30. It's a busy, busy day today, but I'm loving every minute of it.
Good. Yeah. Well, we stay really busy on the radio, and we often say how much fun we have on the radio each week. But the hours that we have 2 1-hour shows, and they go by so quickly that I'm ready to get started. See if we can get some calls and emails to go. Right.
Well, they're lining up. We'll have a lot of emails. We want to remind you how you can reach out to us, and we make it so easy. Pick up the phone. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline. It's very, very easy just to pick it up. You can ask a question. You don't even have to leave your name and number if you don't want to. If you'd like to be on the radio show, leave your name and number, and we'll contact you back. Our great producer, Mark, will get back with you to line up a time that we can have you on the show. Because so many times a question that you ask is the same question question thousands and thousands of other homeowners would love to ask and find that answer. So we're all working together on what it, you know, we all have our challenges with homeownership. We want to help you each and every week satisfy a lot of those. Also, we love email, so you can certainly send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. You know, we're just getting started here. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk to people all over the country, and we're going to make sure that we try to do our very best to provide the information that Today's Homeowner Radio is known for. And we're glad you're with us and hope everything is going well at your home. Sit back, relax. We'll be right back with more Today's Homeowner Radio.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need, from job lot quantities to small supply runs, delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to one of the largest home improvement radio shows in the country and growing all the time. Over 300 stations now, including this great station in Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, Iowa. It's KXEL AM 1540.
And a special hello to Program Director and News Director Jeff Stein. Thank you, Jeff, for putting us on the air there. Cedar Rapids and Waterloo are located in eastern Iowa, right on the Cedar River. And Cedar Rapids is the second largest city in Iowa, and it's nicknamed the City of Five Seasons. I'm not sure how that works exactly, but the fifth season, they claim, is time to enjoy the other four.
So oh, how about that?
They have, yeah, so apparently they have four really nice seasons in Cedar Rapids. It's also home of Ashton Kutcher, the actor.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And
yeah.
Grant Wood. Most people might not know the artist Grant Wood, but you certainly know his most famous painting, which is American Gothic.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Two farmers,
yeah.
Right, standing one with a pitchfork,
yeah.
Right? So he's from Cedar Rapids. And Waterloo, Iowa is home to the Grout Museum, which at first thought, it seemed a little odd to me because I didn't think tile grout was that interesting. You could have a whole museum about it, but it's actually named after Henry Grout, and it is a museum of history and science. And then listen to this. This I thought was really interesting. Back in 1910, Frederick Lewis Maytag started the Maytag Mason Motor Car Company. For the next 5 or 6 years in Waterloo, he was manufacturing an automobile called the Maytag. He eventually sold that company and began a new business making
washing machines. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
How about
so he started off making automobiles.
That is pretty funny. I wonder if there's still a Maytag automobile rolling around there. That would be quite a novelty there. Well, a special hello to everybody there. A beautiful part of the country. I've been through there a number of times. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's just a great part of the heartland. We also know that they have really suffered a lot from, you know, some unbelievable flooding there. You know, maybe you didn't hear a lot about it on the news, but a lot of our listeners from the Cedar Rapids, Waterloo area and all around up in Pella and so forth told us just unbelievable. And seeing some of the imagery there is just incredible. I hope everything's getting a little bit more back to normal. I know with, you know, moving through hurricanes and things like that, it's not something that happens over night. So certainly hope everybody's doing well there and that the water has subsided and doesn't rise again. So we're thinking about you and thank you so much for tuning in to Today's Homeowner Radio. Right now we're going to jump over to Michigan. Leanna's on the phone right now and welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Tell us about this project you have in mind here. This is probably something a lot of people have pondered themselves.
All right. Now, I have a 1983 mobile trailer, and it has wallpaper on it. And I was wondering if I could paint over that wallpaper instead of pulling it off, because I tried a little piece of it. It was taking the panel. I guess paneling off of it, too.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, a lot of times in a manufactured home like that, you actually, it's a different kind of wallpaper. It's actually wall board that is, embedded and made into the actual material. Leanne, do you have little strips on that run vertically on every 4 feet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you what, my mother and father decided to move into a large double wide. It's a pretty impressive place there. When you think of manufactured housing, you might not realize how fancy they've gotten. But they had that exact same thing. And after a few years, they got a little tired of it. And I'll tell you, they pulled those strips down and they had someone put joint compound in there. It took two coats, lightly sanded it. Then they primed it with a bonding primer. And then they painted it, and I'll tell you, it looked good for many, many years. And different than some vinyl wallpaper that sometimes is very hard to get paint to adhere to, the material that was in their particular home, the paint adhered to it very well, and it just completely changed the look at it. Because wallpaper, you know, regardless of the pattern of it, can make a room feel a little busy and a little smaller. The light color they painted, boy, it just made the room look a lot larger. So, yes, the answer is yes, you definitely can paint over that and do so with a real professional results.
Well, good to know. Good to know.
So just a little bit of a drywall compound in those vertical cracks, and you're ready to go. Probably want to, I would suggest, if you do it or have someone else do it, use at least a half-inch nap roller when you're rolling it. That way it gives it not a lot of texture, but just a little character instead of it being perfectly smooth like it is right now. I think you'll see that that will hide some of the defects and end up with a real good results. But thanks so much, Leanne, for being a part of the show with us here on Today's Home. Honor. Joe, you know, are you familiar with that, Joe, that type of material that's
sure.
In a lot of the manufactured homes?
Yeah, it's typically either plywood or masonite that has the board itself, quarter inch at most. Mm-hmm. And those strips, they hide those vertical seams. And yeah, if you don't just paint them, which I guess is another option, but if you want it to look like a painted wall, why would it have vertical strips on it? So
yeah,
you would have to remove that. And if anyone has vinyl wallpaper, most relatively new wallpaper is strippable, so I would probably try stripping it off. If it comes off easily, then that's your best option. But yeah, you can paint vinyl wallpaper. You just have to get the correct primer. First, you have to clean it really well, like any surface, and then prime it well with a primer that will bond to vinyl. And there are primers that do that. And then you can paint it with pretty much any normal, interior paint.
Sure. Just a few weeks ago, we were talking about that special wallpaper remover formula that we came across from one of our friends in the industry. And we have that online at todayshomeowner.com. Just go online there at todayshomeowner.com and in our search engine, put in removing wallpaper. And you'll see this really interesting formula that it has wallpaper remover concentrate in it. But in addition to that, it has things like vinegar, it has fabric softener, and all of those different chemicals, have a reason for that. And Joe, if you'll remember on that, we used one of the little paper tigers to create those thousands of little tiny microscopic holes throughout the face of the vinyl. Then we applied this material with a pump-up sprayer. Then with it wet, put that lightweight plastic that just stuck to the wall, and that was it. Next morning, it was amazing how easy it was to just take that off. It kind of, cooks it or whatever. It basically is what you're trying to do is release that glue off of it. And boy, did it ever work well. And it saved a whole lot of time and energy there.
Yeah, that's why that paper tiger, which if you're not familiar with it, it's a little, looks like a little round handle. And on the other side are, I think, three or four wheels with little spikes on it. And you just roll it around the wall in any fashion, any pattern, and it perforates the paper. It cuts just deep enough to make these little puncture marks in it. And that allows the remover, the wallpaper remover, to soak behind the wall, because obviously with some wallpaper, especially vinyl, won't get behind it otherwise. And then when you put the lightweight plastic, and we're talking about, it's usually like 0.75 mil. If you can imagine that, I mean, it's so thin, it almost doesn't even exist, you know, but it, right. And it's super affordable. But that's so lightweight, it will just stick to the wet wallpaper. You know, once you spray it, you stick that on there, and that bakes it in there. That holds that, keeps it from evaporating is all it does. So yeah, that's a trick. And then, you know, then that's about it. If it doesn't come off then you really have to start scraping. But I've never seen that not work.
Right. No, I think it works really well. Let's sneak in an email here. Valerie asks, I have a hardwood floor in my kitchen, and for 7 years there was a rug beside my kitchen island. I recently replaced the old rug with a new one, which is slightly smaller. Now I notice a slight difference in the flooring that shows the outline of the old rug. The floors look a little faded. Is there a product I could use to fix this? Well, I had the same thing at my house that I just moved out of, and I'll tell you something that we used is a revitalizer for your hardwood floors. It's called Rejuvenate, and very inexpensive, and you can do an entire room with this. And it's almost, think of it like Armorall for your floor instead of for your car dash. It kind of moisturizes it. It'll take care of some minor scratches and just kind of blends it in real well. Amazing, and it dries in 1 hour. So you can pull the rug up, take care of this, put it back down. Can't say that it'll completely eliminate all of the sun fading that you have, but it'll certainly do a great job in making it look a lot better. Hey, coming up, we want to share with you another best new product from our friends at Home Depot, and Chelsea will be dropping by to check in with Chelsea. All that and more here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. As the weather cools off and the leaves start falling, there's a good chance you'll spend some of those Saturday mornings moving those leaves around outside. Now, to beat a rake, you need a powerful blower, but it doesn't have to be a gas-powered model anymore, because the Ryobi 40-volt jet fan blower offers gas-like power to make yard cleanup a breeze. The jet fan design increases airflow, so it pushes 525 cubic feet of air per minute, which is about 110 miles per hour.
Wow.
Now, that's some real cleaning power when you think of that. The variable speed trigger allows more precise control of the air output, so it works great for heavy or light duty jobs. Or press the turbo button for maximum power to clear heavier leaves and debris. Or a lot of times, maybe the leaves will be a little wet and get a little heavy there, but push the turbo button and you can move those leaves right off of your yard. So leave the cord and the rake behind this year when you attack those leaves. More information on this Ryobi 40-volt cordless jet fan leaf blower. Log on to HomeDepot.com. They just keep raising the bar on them, Joe.
That's right. Can you lock on that turbo button? Because if I have a tool with a turbo button, why would I not use it?
I know. I'm going to turbo it every time.
Of course, the battery, I'm sure, runs out half as quickly, twice as quickly. But that's all right. I like the turbo function on any tool.
Well, right now, one of the busiest ladies in the Southeast, Chelsea Lipford-Wolf, joins us to talk about checking in with Chelsea. Hello, Chelsea.
Hi. How are y'all doing today?
We're great, thanks.
We're doing well. So I know that you're very, very busy with all the plans on the Chelsea Ranch Revival, but what else is going on in the checking in with Chelsea world?
Well, I have so much interest in my new home that we're starting at the very beginning, and I shared a video. It's like a before tour, before we even moved into the house. It's a video of all the rooms in our home, so you can kind of get a feel for the layout, and you can just kind of see and dream up some possibilities of your own of what we're going to do. So that is my latest video at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Well, I think one of the things you could consider is the excellent tour that your oldest daughter, Mary Helen, gave Joe a couple weeks ago.
That's right. And, personal tour. I like that a lot.
Seeing the eyes through a little girl like that, it was a different kind of tour. It was cute and a lot of fun.
We should have recorded it.
Yeah, Chelsea, she showed me the entire house except her brother's room. She was not interested at all in Gus's room. We walked by that, and I said, oh, what's this? And Danny had to go in and show me Gus's room. Mary Helen had no interest in that.
Nothing to do with that.
No, she was very excited about the curtain you hung to separate her bed from Lucy Ann's bed. So that was
she was
very excited about that.
The girls are sharing a room, so we had to make it feel like two rooms so that the baby would sleep better.
Well, tell us what else is going on with Checking In with Chelsea. Of course, everybody knows that it's a very popular website and blog, and a lot of things there going on Instagram. But what's some of the more recent content that you posted?
Well, I have I'm working creating a screen for your air conditioning unit. Mm-hmm. So there's a post on that about building a trellis or like lattice panels to just kind of conceal your air conditioning unit. So I made checkerboard lattice. Joe, do they have that up in New England up your way?
I'm not sure. Is it just with the square holes as opposed to diagonal?
Yeah, it's square as opposed to diagonal. Exactly.
Yes. We have both types.
Okay. It just has a little more character to it, but that's what I have a post about, the step-by-step of building a panel to hide your air conditioning unit, especially if you have one like near a back patio and you just want to kind of tuck it in there a little bit and make it look more attractive for your friends and family.
Well, not only with using the checkerboard lattice there to kind of hide it a little bit, boy, putting any kind of greenery in front of it, vines that can climb up the and use it as a trellis, can also knock down some of that sound when you're out on the patio enjoying it.
Yeah, and one of the tips I give is to create it or build it 24 inches out from the unit so that anyone servicing your unit has room, but also it still has room to get any air intake that it needs.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You don't want to hinder that at all. So, well, we certainly are going to be airing the first show of Chelsea's Ranch Revival in November. We'll keep you posted on exactly when it will air. And that basically was a show where we did the bare essentials in order to get Chelsea and her family moved in. And Chelsea, you and I have talked a lot about how good it is when you have the opportunity before you do an extensive remodeling to live in the space and just see how you're going to, how you're going to actually live in it. Is that master bedroom going to stay there, or are you going to reposition it? How are the closets? Those type of things. I'm sure you're realizing already the benefits of doing it the way you're doing it.
Oh yeah, and it just gives you more of an opportunity to come up with different or better ideas than what you were originally planning, just from walking through it once or twice before you buy a house. So I'm glad that we're mulling it over while we live here.
And Joe, it's quite a phenomenon when she suddenly gets real sweet sometimes, and she's, "Hey, Dad, would you like some lunch?" and this kind of thing. And then I know it's coming. It's coming. Dad, could you drop by and fix a garage door? Can you drop? Which it's okay.
No, waiting on that one.
Your house is done. You've got nothing else to do. You drop by Chelsea's.
Exactly, Joe. You get it.
Yeah, hey, Chelsea, what I'm most interested in seeing with all the projects going on is your kitchen when it's done, because it's a nice big space you're working with for the most part. I don't think you have to enlarge any, but there's a lot of pine in there from what I remember, right? And I assume you're going to be replacing all of that, yeah?
Yes, a lot of pine cabinets and just, old-fashioned looking a little bit, and so modernizing it with some fresh cabinetry for sure. That's definitely on the list.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a great family home when you're done.
Thank you.
One of the things that's very exciting about the whole Chelsea Ranch Revival is so many of the projects are very common projects that you might be considering at your house. The hallway bathroom, the master bathroom, energy efficiency, making your home more energy efficient and smarter with a more smart home devices, as well as a tremendous kitchen. All of that, keep in touch and make sure that you check out Checking In with Chelsea.com anytime. Thanks so much, Chelsea, and have a great day. And we're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back with more emails, phone calls, as well as a simple solution is right around the corner. All that and more right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Even if you're not a professional woodworker, you want to use the glue the pros use. And 3 out of 4 pro woodworkers trust Tight Bond as their choice. For building wood furniture or cabinets, to making picture frames or birdhouses, or just general repairs around the house, Tight Bond has the widest choice of glues to help with whatever project you want to tackle. Tight Bond, the right glue for your next project. Just ask the pros. For more information, visit TightBond.com or see them on Facebook.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, Walmart, and Lowe's Home Improvement stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
If you have a question or a comment that you would like to share with Joe and I, well, we make it very, very easy. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us on the Today's Homeowner hotline. 800-946-4420 is the number that you can reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you'd just like to ask a question and not leave your name and number, that's fine. We cover as many of those as we can and certainly would encourage you to send us an email as well, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Let's go right back to the Today's Homeowner hotline and talk to Julia in Georgia. Julia, how you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm good. How are you doing?
We're great. Thanks.
My notes here say that you have concrete floors in your home. And so did you originally have those in and had them acid stained or something along those lines?
Well, we bought the home and fell in love with it. We've been here about 2 years and fell in love with it, and now we're just not in love with it anymore. And it's stained, and like the homeowner before us had had area rugs, and so we now have the imprint of her area rug because we didn't put one back down in place of where she had hers. And so I don't know, it just looks dirty, and I clean it and steam it and everything, but there's just still, I'm just not liking it anymore. And I just wondered what you might recommend to put over it. Do we have to do anything special to it to put anything over it, or what you recommended?
Okay. Well, one of the things, and the reason I ask it whether it was stained like that, because that was a really strong trend for a lot of years to put the acid wash and do that. And I know one of the churches I go to has that throughout their entire chapel area, which is it's kind of a cool look, but I've heard other people say after a while you just get a little tired of the character and you want something that's more mainstream. But the good thing about it is you have a slab that I assume is in good shape, because they don't stain a slab that's not, and you also have one that's thoroughly sealed. So it, you know, you can really apply just about any type of adhesive to that. You could do a variety of floors. You could do a laminate floor. You could do a glue down engineered hardwood floor. And certainly you can do the luxury vinyl planks that seem to be the most popular floor out there. But Joe, I guess when we ask the question of what would be best, boy, it's a lot to do with what do you like to see, because she could do pretty much anything she wants in that house.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Julia, you're in a really good spot. Unfortunately, we hear from homeowners who want to change the floor, and there's so much work to the existing floor and existing subfloor that, you know, it makes it a much more difficult, much more expensive project. You're starting with a really solid, clean base, so you can put almost anything. I would suggest if you find a floor you like and it's a floating floor, meaning it's not fastened down in any manner, it's not glued or screwed or nailed, nothing, it just floats. There's usually a very thin rubber underlayment that goes down. Then the flooring would go on top of that, and that could be wood or laminate. There's even tile that you can do that with now. By the way, there are laminate tiles as well. Most people, when they think of laminate flooring, they think of the wood strips, which are the most popular, but they also make laminate floors that look like ceramic tiles. But in any case, so a floating floor, now you're talking about throughout the house, right? Or like living rooms and kitchens and bathrooms and
Well, we have tile in the, the bathrooms have tile, but the rest of the house, it's just this lovely brown, different colored, it's that's acid wash is what you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. And it shows everything, though. You know,
it does,
You clean, you think it's clean.
It's durable. That's about the only thing you can say about it. And it lacks character. Right. You know, you get tired of looking at it because it lacks characters. And the good thing
is.
So with any of the suggestions we made, you can get almost any look. You can get a weathered, you want like the look of a weathered board or an exotic hardwood. You know, you can get all that in vinyl or laminate or, you know, certainly in engineered wood.
Awesome. Okay.
Now, just remember that, you know, if thickness is a problem, the thinnest product would be the vinyl plank, and the thickest would probably be engineered wood. Going to have restrictions or a challenge getting through doorways or appliances or anything like that, just keep that in mind. That's just something else to consider.
Yeah. Now, the baseboards, they're kind of thick. Our home is 12 years old, and so there's a lot of crown molding and, typical home, you know, you could probably picture it. And it's got a pillar in the middle, you know, like you're wondering why the pillar's there, but it is.
Probably holding up the roof.
I guess so. It looks decorative to me, but yeah. And so the baseboard, well, is there a lot of pre-work for that? Do you have to take that little bottom strip off?
If it has shoe molding, right, the little strip you're probably referring to shoe molding, you can just remove the shoe molding, put the flooring either up to it, or usually leave an expansion gap, then put the shoe mold on top. You just have to make sure you always nail the shoe mold to the molding, not to the floor, because you want the floor that gap is to allow the floor to expand and contract.
Perfect.
So that's easy. Okay. I would not remove the baseboard, but just the shoe molding.
Good. That's good to know. My husband will be glad to know that. Well, this sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Julia.
We'll give it our shot, okay?
All right. Okay, that sounds great. Best of luck to you. Sound like a great project.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Certainly. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, putting floors over there, I know exactly what she's talking about. I've heard other people say they absolutely love those acid-wash floors. And, you know, they are durable.
At first.
You almost feel like you can go in there with a water hose and hose it on down. In some cases, you can. But after a while, that almost industrial look maybe just feels a little cold. And like she's saying, she never feels like she's getting it clean. So a warmer type floor like hardwood or laminate will make a big, big difference there. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We have some exciting news I want to share with you when we come back, along with a really good simple solution. But we want to tell you about a special Heat Your Home Week that's happening right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For summer DIY projects, you know the Home Depot's always in your corner. Now with our mobile app, it can also be in the palm of your hand. With digital tools like image search, snap a picture of something, it'll recognize it and serve up product suggestions in seconds. And our product locator will check availability and lead you right to it. The Home Depot mobile app. Download it today to get started. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And thanks so much for being with us here. I want to share with you that this is Heat Your Home Week. Because it's, you know, any day now it's going to get colder and colder. Some parts of the country are already starting to feel like it's fairly cold. So it's really time to start thinking about preparing your home so that you can stay real cozy while keeping those winter heating bills under control. And this is a collaboration between everybody here at Today's Homeowner and our friends at American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Now, we've put together a collection of our very best how-to videos, simple solutions, and some cool insider tricks for maintaining your heating and cooling system, keeping your home warm and your energy bill in check all winter long. Now, this is a special page on our website that you need to go to right now. It's easy to find. todayshomeowner.com/heatyourhome. todayshomeowner.com/heatyourhome. You need to check it out today. And again, a special thanks to our friends at American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning for sponsoring Heat Your Home Week. This cuts through all of the things that you might find on the internet, and we'll show you exactly what you need to be doing right now before that cold snap enters into your area of the country. Again, big thanks for American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Right now, let's shift gears, throw it over to my buddy Joe for another simple solution.
All right, Danny, before I get into this simple solution, I was reminded of a trick that wasn't really a simple solution, but we used to enjoy doing this when you had mentioned earlier, if you have concrete floors, sometimes you can just take in a hose, you're kind of kidding, you could take a hose and just hose down the floor. Well, when I was a bachelor living with two of my buddies down in Coconut Grove, Florida, just south of Miami, we had terrazzo floors, which are kind of a concrete floor with a colored speckled finish to it. Really very durable. I mean, almost indestructible. And we would have parties occasionally, like all the time. Mm-hmm. And the place was a bit messy the next morning. So we used to unscrew the threshold by the front door, hose down the inside of the house, and use the threshold as a squeegee to push all that dirty water right out of the house. It worked great. So for all those bachelors out there, you might want to try it. Okay, here's this week's simple solution, foolproof tree planting. Here are five quick tips for how to plant the tree to make sure it survives. The two most common mistakes are digging the hole too narrow or too deep. So it should be two or three times wider than the root ball. And you always want the root flare to be showing. So when you bury it, the root flare is the point where the root trunk meets and spreads out where it forms a root. So that's got to be showing above the dirt. So don't bury it too deep. After you dig the hole, sprinkle in some super phosphate, just a handful into the bottom of the hole. Put the tree in place, remove the twine and any burlap, then use a three-tine cultivator, one of those little fork tools, and really rake the root ball. You want to loosen up all those tiny roots and expose them so they can get a good head start. Then you just add some more superphosphate and some fertilizer to the dirt that you remove from the hole, rake it up together, dump it back in the hole, and then pack the dirt around very lightly. You don't want to stomp down the dirt because compacted soil does not absorb water. So that's a common mistake too. So don't pack the dirt too tightly around it. And then, of course, you just want to water it. And in this case, cover it with bark mulch, then water it at least every day for about 6 or 8 weeks till it's fully established. So there you go. Five quick tips to planting a tree.
There you go. And when you spend a little money on a large tree like that, you want to make sure that it is going to flourish in your yard. Another great simple solution. Now, this is going to wrap up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a station that does not carry the second hour, no problem. Head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing. And remember, the Today's Homeowner podcast at todayshomeowner.com/podcast or wherever you download or upload your podcast. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks for listening to this hour, Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.